The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like life. It's better with you. My life. It's better with you. This is true. It's better with two. My life. It's better with you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to My Brother, Me, and it's advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation? It's me, Vroom Vroom, your middlest brother, Travis Big Dog, Woof Woof McElroy.
What's good, Trav Nation? It's me, Griffin McElroy, playing hurt, playing sick. Isn't he brave?
I forgot brave? To watch the Super Bowl, and I...
This isn't going to be...
Okay.
I don't think.
The absence of comedy is not... funny. Okay. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I just mostly don't want to talk about the Super Bowl, man.
Oh.
Okay, what do you want to talk about, Griffin?
Yeah.
Lost my fucking pants on that one, didn't I? Went big for the... Here's the thing. I don't follow sports, and so really the legalization of sports gambling is especially unfair to me, because it's like, I'm going to be bad at it. Like, I'll do it, sure, but I'm going to be pretty bad at it, and that's not fair. I looked at the past, 10 Super Bowls. You know what I kept seeing? Chiefs, 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 Chiefs. Won every time. So I was like, okay, so I'll get double my money. But it didn't work that way.
And they're not very forgiving gambling stuff. I've learned is like saying like, but I didn't know what I was doing. Yeah. You don't get the money back, which is weird.
I would like to take a moment, if I could, Travis, because you did miss it. I would like to take a moment to compliment Mr. Lamar. Mm-hmm. On his halftime show.
Yes. Well done, Mr. Lamar, on the halftime show. That was
specifically
fantastic.
I want to compliment one thing.
Yeah. Mm. Please.
That man.
Yeah.
And here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to do a little table setting that will surprise no one who is a longtime listener or even short time listener to this show. I do not follow this cultural exchange between Mr. Drake and Mr. Lamar. I was not up to date on it. I've since tried to read up
and
a
we've
little
been
bit.
Good. Like, we've been really good and haven't said anything about it.
We haven't
it,
said anything about it. And musically, if you give a shit what a 44-year-old man thinks about music, I don't know what to tell you. So,
it's
here's
a
what
good
I would
song.
Like to say. Mr. It doesn't this
Okay.
No one gives a shit. That's the point.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay
for you to say what you think of
no,
it.
No, because
is
I learned about it from
you're
TikTok.
You're wasting air.
I learned
no
about
one
it
gives
from
a
TikTok.
Shit.
That's
no
good. That's good private work you did.
Here's
Thank
the point
you.
I want to say. The fact that you would be at the Super Bowl.
Sure.
At the Super Bowl, which is like the biggest show.
It's so big you can't say the name of
the
it.
The crown nice jewel of
the,
trademark
the biggest
sports.
Thing. And people would be like, so it's your moment, right? This is your moment as an artist. Where, like, if you look at, for example, I will use Prince in his iconic halftime show.
Oh, yeah, exquisite.
Playing the guitar, and it's like, this is me as a performer, right?
Yeah.
I've got all these other styles, right? I'm blending rock. I'm blending R&B. Also, the weather can't stop me. I'm an immortal being.
And, in
being.
Fact, the weather is
part of it.
Better.
Yeah. I'm bigger than the weather.
Famously have a rain-based song,
right.
And the weather is really working for me right now.
I have such love in my heart for someone that they would come to him and they would say, Mr. Lamar, how will you be spending this capstone moment? And Mr. Lamar said, well, I think what we can all agree on is I will need to spend a few minutes of it being mean to Drake.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, wait,
that
what?
Goes without
like,
the Pepsi representative shaking their heads. Yes, that goes without
obviously.
Saying.
Yes, no notes, no pushback on that, no. Mr. Lamar.
Of course. And how direct, will it be kind of like, about like the feeling of being an artist in the world and competing with a... No,
no.
What I think what it will be instead is I will look directly at the camera and I will say, hello, Drake.
Yeah.
It's me. Hi, it's me. I'm looking and speaking directly to you at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I got your ex-girlfriend to do a funny dance at you. God, was, that's mean.
I saw a tabloidy post thing that during the Super Bowl, Drake was in Australia. And all
he
I
had
could
to
think
be
is
as
like,
far from it.
Yeah, imagine.
It's humanly possible.
Imagine finding out the Super Bowl's coming up and there's an element associated with it in which you, Griffin, or you, Justin, is like, man, I got to get to Australia during this weekend.
I mean,
there's not be in any hemisphere related to what's happening.
There had to be part of him that was like, maybe he won't do it. Maybe he won't play it. Like holding that hope, like maybe he won't. Like he saw the announcement, like who'd they get? Oh, him? He doesn't like me. Well,
he's not.
He doesn't like me. Maybe he won't do it, though.
Yeah.
Do you think? You think that afterwards they should have cut to like an awkward headshot for a formal rebuttal? Like,
yeah,
from the Outback.
Just Drake shaking a bottle of Aquafina water as he raises it to his lips, Marco Rubio style.
What Mr. Lamar often forgets is as actually he is whack and I actually am cool.
I am
actually good at rap.
I will say this about Mr. Lamar's halftime show. And people are going to get mad at me because I say this every year. Could have used more Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
How I could have just split the crowd at one point and just hear wow wow. And it's like, you know, like, okay, so we do get a little bit of Red Hot Chili Peppers in here. Just a little bit.
Do you remember when it was like a big kerfuffle that like Flea's like bass wasn't plugged in or something? And he was like, yeah, man, I'm jumping all around. It's the Super Bowl. It's
a
here.
Football field. You want me to run a cable across that whole thing? No way, man.
I don't know what to tell you, bud.
Do we want to do some advice?
I would love to help people. I work in retail, and I've been noticing 69 come up in people's total fairly recently.
It's your angel number.
Sometimes I feel like I accidentally emphasize it, but maybe I'm just in my head about it. How can I be less awkward telling customers they owe 69 cents? That's from Minor 69er. I'm assuming that you owe something that ends in 69 cents, not that you were selling any, because I don't think anything costs 69 cents. These days,
okay. In this economy,
maybe 1/10 of one egg.
Get them now. Oh, here's okay. Here would be my concern is that without even a subtle nod, now you're leaving the window open where they feel they must acknowledge it.
Okay, that's interesting.
Mm.
There's a moment hanging in the air. You are, in some ways, doing a great service by taking that moment and pinning it down so that they are not expected to.
You could also lie and say 70.
Ooh.
And then they'll say, sorry, I'm looking at the total. It does clearly say 69.
Would you like to round up to 70?
Would you like to round up for uncomfortableness? Would you like to round up for awkwardity? The kids are awkward. They need your help.
You know what? 68 cents, and I'll take a penny from the kids, and they'll give. I'll give a penny just to get out of this, please.
What about you? Could start
don't
saying
you like,
at
Spirit Halloween when they're like, "Will you be generous?" And as a reward, I'll write your name on this wall. Thank you.
Awesome. My greatest wish. Now the memory of me will never die. That Spirit Halloween has put me up on the ofrenda.
or they say, "Here's two bracelets."
Yeah,
my kids want them, but I would rather you keep them. Thank you, Spirit Halloween.
Perhaps you could start doing like an old timey, like 9 and 60.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, it's 9 and 60.
9 and 3 pence. Is that right?
3 score.
9 and 3 score pence.
Mm. Threepence.
A threepence and nine.
Ah, here's your change, my lord.
Threepence and 9 piece.
Babe, tonight. It's Valentine's Day, baby. You know what I'm thinking? A threepence and nine. We'll get something for both of us.
Maybe you could just start rounding to Nuff said, like your total is 13, Nuff said. You know what's up.
I feel like this is we've trod this ground before, but if we just had more sex numbers, then 69 wouldn't be as noteworthy when it did appear every
time.
We
should have them 1 through 100.
Well, I'm not saying every number 1 through 100 has a designated sexual position.
Well, which ones do you leave out? 13.
I mean, I'm not saying every number needs to be one, but if there were like 3 or 4 sex numbers, then you would get... weird.
Or there's, you know, they're funny numbers, right? There's 420, which is right.
There is 420. We should what we need to do is once a week you rotate the numbers to different numbers, but they mean the same thing. So okay. That way you can never keep track unless you're checking, you know, my website where I will update the numbers in real time.
That's awesome.
For a fee.
Be like, babe, you know what I'm thinking? It's Valentine's Day. It's time for shit, hold on. The damn thing won't load. 75?
Do you guys ever find yourself when you're out in, amongst unknown people and you do have an opportunity to say the funny sex number?
Yeah.
Or 420. Do you ever find yourself putting a little extra on it
in
case? Just to see, maybe it's a little feeler to see if the other person is a fellow wanderer like yourself, a fellow journeyman who could get a quick little buzz up out of 60. You know what I mean? It's like, maybe we could just... share a warm, quick chuckle. You know what I mean? Like, that's harmless fun. Just recognizing that it's a funny sex number.
Sometimes
so you
just
give a little, but you just give a little, like a little.
Give me an example. Show me an example. Say, this egg costs...
you need, like, plausible deniability, right?
Right. So this egg costs $1, $1.69. Like, $1.69.
How much?
Okay. $1.69.
And that'll be $1.69.
The laugh felt a little
it's
bit.
It's the sound. It's, yeah, I'm going to do it again because it's almost imperceptible.
Yeah.
That'll be 169.
No, I think it would have to be more like, oh, that's 169.
That's, Travis, that was really good. Juice, you do it like Travis
yours
just did
is it. Weird. Travis, yours is scared. Yours is scared.
No, I'm Travis nervous.
That felt supernatural.
You're
to
like
me.
A boy caught with his hand caught in the cookie jar.
He hung the world's smallest lantern on it. I thought that was exquisite, Travis.
Let's hear yours then.
Mine? Okay.
Just like a.
That'll be $1.69. You hit it up at the end, and they're like thinking like, why did he hit it up at the end? And then they go like, oh, 69. That was his way of acknowledging it. I no longer have to stay.
Oh, can I try it again?
Sure, Trev.
Okay. That'll be $1.69. Oh, woo. Wooga, wooga.
I think the second wooga.
That was too much. Okay, let me try again. Oh, that'll be $1.69. Get it?
That wasn't. Okay, the get it was. You know that was wrong. Can you just, when the number appears on your cash register, look at it and just go like, ew, gross? Like, if it does appear, and it's like, you're checking them out for one egg, and it's $1.69, you just look at the register like, oh, God, oh, get that off of there. Yuck.
Is this person buying a single egg at the grocery store?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
It's all anyone wants to talk about.
If it's a really nice bodega.
I can buy a egg?
An artisanal single egg.
Yeah. Counter eggs.
Like an ostrich egg.
They'll stay good
direct
for a while. It's I used to get a kick out of in retail. It was very not uncommon for the total to be 666 and people to buy more. And I always wondered if they were trying to get that going at Blockbuster. Because I got 666 a lot, and it made me wonder if they had like combos of items where that would be a very common total.
Yeah.
And they would try to get people to buy more stuff.
Mm.
Here's what I would say. If I found out about a company doing that, I would shut them down. And they are not currently operating.
Oh,
okay.
I see.
So
I
think that's maybe they ran out of rope. It's all I'm saying.
Maybe Blockbuster was an inside job.
Thank you, Travis. Yes.
What combination of things, Justin, do you think that they could do some market research to be like, the person who cares about 666 is always getting like this copy of Mac and Me and Snow Caps?
Yeah.
It was usually just like a package of Act Two popcorn and a box of Jujubes and an insistence that the Jujubes tasted better when you bought them at Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Even though it was just the same.
But
Jujubes
no movie with it? There were people stopping at Blockbuster to get snacks?
Just for the cuisine?
Hey guys, people stopped at Blockbuster for anything. It was really a community hub where you didn't have to spend a lot of money.
General store.
Yeah, you could. It was kind of a hang spot where you could come and defraud a company until they went out of business and turned into an amp dance studio.
It was great for a hub for local news.
Yeah.
What was going on in the community?
It was a great place for teenagers to go in and play Super Mario 64 literally for hours during the summer because they had nothing else to do. Here's another question. Brothers, my son won his school spelling bee as a fourth grader this year, and I couldn't be more proud. He's participating in the citywide bee, but I don't know how to support him during the competition. Can I hoot and holler when he spells the word right? As a terrible speller myself, I don't know anything about spelling bee decorum. That's from Rejoicing in Richmond.
Yeah, I mean, it probably doesn't take too long sitting in one of those to figure out what is called for.
Play it cool for the first 20 minutes. Like, for this first 20 minutes, you try to stay completely motionless and silent. And then after you've clocked everybody and how they react to basically any outcome, that's when you can start reacting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But you know that there's not that kind. You're not going to get the same level of reaction for round one words.
No.
As you're going to get for, like, round eight.
Once you get into the freaky stuff.
Yeah, once you get into, like, the five-syllable words or whatever,
yes.
I think that you would be safe with a superb, extraordinary.
I think you could just say superb at room volume.
Superb.
Superb. Don't yell it, but they'll hear it. It's a quiet room. You don't need to project.
Maybe, like you're clapping. Like, imagine you're in the audience of an opera, and the main soprano or whatever has just finished a beautiful aria, and you spring to your feet, but all tightly wound, right? Like, even you can't believe you've been moved to this show of passion as you clapped. Yes. Excellent.
I think that is typically the reaction, but I think you have to wait until they're done with the word. I do know that. You
don't
can't
clap
do...
mid-word when they hit a silent letter.
It would be great. It would actually be pretty easy, I think, to sabotage other kids if you could, mid-word, just bust out like a...
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Even if they're doing it right, just to get in their fucking heads.
Nice.
Yikes.
I would be terrified that my kid would look at me for any sort of guidance.
Help me,
on
Papa.
The spelling of
Like,
please, Dad, will the word into my head. Please, send it to me somehow. What's the next letter?
Here's the thing. I think... As a parent, if I had to attend a spelling bee for my child, I'd be so excited for them first. But the two best outcomes, of course, best outcome, they win. Second best outcome, they go out real early, right? Because if they're not going to win, I don't know how I feel about being there the whole time,
right?
And so, like, I think I would more worry about not how to celebrate, but how to lose graciously in a way that if my kid went out in the first round, I would be like, whoa, okay.
That's a lesson.
Bye.
This is how I feel about Survivor. On Survivor, the winner is, at the end, whoever gets the most jury votes. The runner-up is the person who got voted out first, because everybody else lost, but that person's time to cheeseburger was much lower than everybody else's was. They can go to Outback whenever the fuck they want to. They didn't win, but neither did anybody else.
Yep.
So... first out's not a bad way to go.
It's more video game time for both me and the child.
I was in a spelling bee. I was like, whatever it was, county level or whatever. I won one spelling bee, and then I went to the next qualifiers or whatever the fuck. And I almost made it. There was some bullshit about, like, oh, we can only start the last round when there's five contestants left. And so I kept spelling words right, but there wouldn't be five contestants left. So they had to do the round before over and over again. And finally, I missed a word, and that was the one where they had five contestants left. Mom took me to McDonald's afterwards. I was so angry.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I got a McFlurry, and then I was so fucking angry. And as we were driving out of the drive-thru, I saw where somebody else had thrown their McFlurry at the wall at the side of the McDonald's. And I remember thinking, like, you know what? My problems aren't so bad.
Because I still want this McFlurry more
I
than I want to throw
eat
it.
This McFlurry, and I'm not going to let my impotent rage force me to not have this.
Because now you're still mad and you don't have your McFlurry.
I'm mad. I'm hurt. I'm smart from learning all the words. I'm not going to use that shit again. Thank you so much, Spelling Bee.
And, you know, if you drop your McFlurry in the parking lot, I bet McDonald's is pretty forgiving about giving a child another one. But if you're like, yeah, I dropped my McFlurry and I dropped it hard against your wall, yeah. I doubt that they're going to be like, oh, yeah, of course.
No,
yeah,
you didn't need to be, you didn't got to be Dexter to figure out the pattern on this one. This was very clearly a McFlurry had been yeeted at the wall. Pretty, Griffin, pretty good.
Do you remember what word you went out on? Does it haunt you?
I believe it was conscience, which is, that one gets you every time. It's just conscience.
You want to do it again now and have a bit of...
C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-C-E. Like, I'll never fuck it up again for the rest of my whole life.
Wow, dude. That's you've got that, huh?
Yeah, I got that dead to rights.
Yeah, you got that.
Let me make sure I do got that. Yeah, I do got that.
What do you think happened in the moment if you were going to break it down? Do you think you just got the heat of the lights... The murmur of the crowd maybe got to you?
I just spelled it wrong, guys. I don't know. I got a lot of them right. I should have made it on. I should have. Can you imagine how different my life would have been if I had won that and then went to country and then I got famous for spelling?
Yeah, like at the Spelling Olympics. I bet there's an international. That must be tough, though, for kids that speak different languages.
Yeah, hey, that's not. How do you do that? That doesn't seem fair.
Yeah.
That's true. They should bust out words from other languages. That would really throw those kids for a loop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Must be tough.
Spell this one in kanji, motherfucker.
I doubt the spelling bee officials say that.
The judges of spelling
You think you're so fucking smart?
The judges of spelling bees should be bitter, middle-aged former jocks. Like, you think you know everything, huh? Dougie?
You throw this word while like chuck tennis balls at you.
Hey, check this out, Poindexter. I got a pop culture one coming for you. What's Elton John's best song? Go.
Wrong. It's Crocodile Rock. Huh. Dork. You're out.
You got all the answers, Elijah. Why is my marriage failing, Elijah?
Why am I going home to an empty house? I mean, other than you and your sister, but...
Yeah, I'm proud of you, by the way. You're doing great.
Proud of you, son.
Your next word, alimony.
Disappointment. Mm. I'm a piano teacher, and I often get gift cards during the holiday season at the end of the school year. A majority of the cards I receive are for Starbucks, but I'm not really a Starbucks kind of guy. I'd much prefer a card for Dunkin', had I dropped the hint. I definitely have shown up to lessons with dunks in hand, so I need some other strategies. That's from Brewing in Boston. I mean, I will launch out just to get ahead of this thing and say there's a lot of Dunkin' branded merchandise awaiting for you to help spread the word that you and this brand are basically synonymous. I mean, America runs on Dunkin' and so can your wardrobe. Honestly, there's a lot of great looks to choose from.
But your position on their donuts is that...
Sorry.
The business is called Dunkin' Donuts. I was shocked to hear you so vociferously.
I think it's just Dunkin' now, actually. I think they dropped the donut.
I was trying to approach this in a helpful way, but I will say that, yes, Travis, it is just called Dunkin' because they realized they could no longer call them donuts with any sort of like clear conscience. It's America's worst donut. One of our great brands, but truly, truly inedible. With the main product that they are named after. Just truly despicable donuts, but they do have a lot of merch.
Yeah.
So if you start wearing their merch, then I bet that people are, it'll get to a point where it would be insane to get you anything else.
Do they have a jingle that you could incorporate into piano lessons?
The Dunkin' Donuts company?
I'm saying if they had some kind of Dunkin' Donuts jingle, that was like the only thing you taught your students.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I got it. Da-da-da-da-da, Dunkin'.
Yeah. That was cool.
And now our third participant in the piano recital, once again, it's Steve playing Dunkin', the third time you've heard Dunkin' today, so...
That hits, Juice. That has a good...
Dunkin'.
Well, hold on, I turned into Mario a little bit there. Dunkin'.
Dunkin'. That has the benefit of sounding not unlike the Super Mario Brothers music.
Drink our drinks. Don't eat our eats. Don't worry about our sandwiches. They are burnt.
Every food we make tastes like a break.
The hash browns were an absolute mistake.
We sell eggs folded in half and bacon that is sweet for some reason. It is all so raw. It's a bad restaurant, man.
Yeah, it's, yeah. How come all their drinks taste like when you drink it, like they need to clean out the machine? That's my, always my reaction when I drink a drink from there. Is they need to clean that machine out.
They did clean out the machine, and that's what's in your cup that you are drinking.
Shoot. Anyway, now that we're done being elitist, I will say
it's
that...
It's not elitist.
It's not elitist. It's not
There's
good.
There's many cheaper donuts that are... The donuts at Jolly Pirate probably cost less, and they're going to be a lot better for you. Any place in America... Dunkin'
some places, though,
option.
Some places in America are a Jolly Pirate's donuts desert in that they don't, it's
yes.
harder
for you. Then you drive to the closest Tim Hortons.
Or you're going to have a lot of outlets for Krispy Kreme.
This is also true.
Your local McDonald's probably has Krispy Kreme. The local gas station probably has
support
Krispy Kreme.
Your mom and pop
Speedways.
And hey kids, it's me, Dop. You talking about your donuts?
Adopt a mom and pop donut shop and stop.
That's good.
You guys ever been to Krispy Kreme where you can watch them being made?
Oh, yeah.
It's like going to the slaughterhouse and picking your steak and saying, kill that one. I get it, Justin. Yeah, you know, you're watching them come out and saying, freshly born donut. I'm going to eat it.
Can you go to Starbucks?
Yes.
Spend all the gift card, buying a bunch of drinks and pastries, and then take those to Dunkin'. To sell to them in exchange for Dunkin' store credit.
Okay.
Can you go to a Dunkin' employee and say, like, do you like Starbucks? Maybe we can do some sort of swap.
Griffin, I would put money on the fact that there's a thing in a manager's handbook at Dunkin' that has specifically had to be put in that outlaws that. And it says, like, we can't exchange the goods and services from Starbucks in exchange for goods and services from Dunkin'.
What
Donuts.
I do with my money as a Dunkin' employee is my
no
business.
Yeah, it's no one's business.
And if I want to buy someone's Starbucks gift card off of them for 50 cents on the dollar...
If you're getting that kind of deal on it, you'd be a fool not to.
Well, I never miss a trick, Travis. When there's a run on the Starbucks banks, I'm always in there buying up everybody's
because
lots.
Then you take those gift cards and you find out what are the hot mugs and travel cups that everybody's dying for. You get those, you sit on them. That's your nest egg right there.
Hey, how kick-ass would the scene in It's a Wonderful Life have been if Jimmy Stewart's guy, he didn't have money.
Yeah.
Instead, he had like a Starbucks gift card with like $1,000 on
it. If people kept coming in and saying, like, I want to help, and they were just dropping, there's like $2.50 left on this card if you want to use it.
And someone's like, Potter's buying him up all the shares for 50 cents on a dollar. And Jimmy Stewart's guy has to be like, okay, hold on. Is anybody spending their money on coffee?
Yeah, I'll get a bunch of coffees for everybody.
You guys seem really freaked out, but if coffee's all you need, I can cover that. How much coffee do you need? And please don't be greedy.
How much coffee do we have to bring you before you won't kill yourself?
Me and my wife just
put a big enough pile.
We just got married, and I was going to take her on the most kick-ass Starbucks trip ever.
We were going to go from Starbucks to Starbucks.
I was going to take her to the Starbucks I always dreamed of. I saw in all my Starbucks magazines and be like, babe, whatever you want.
When I worked at that mom and pop coffee shop when I was little and I'd pull on the handle and make fire come out for some reason, I'd always wish to go to that Starbucks shop. And I was going to do it.
I was going to do it too.
You need a venti? No, you don't. Hey.
Don't need a venti.
Don't.
Come on.
You don't need a venti.
You need to get more sleep is what you need to
you
do.
Need to get more
you
sleep.
Need to get to bed early tonight.
I'd like a flaming rum punch. They don't have those at Starbucks.
All right, boys, let's take a break. We'll head on over to the Money Zone.
Yeah.
Whoa. Exciting.
It's better with you.
It's a new month.
Fuck.
It's a new month.
Both of you do the ad the way you were going to do it.
It's also not a new month. This is coming out on like the 17th.
Oh, my God.
It's the middle of the month. What? No, what were you going to say about a new month, a new start?
Are you the only person alive in the country for whom time seems to be moving at an accelerated rate? And it is not absolutely creeping along?
We're halfway through. What about
wild?
Yeah, keep going, Justin. It's a new month.
It's a new month, February, and that means it's time to start getting your finances in order.
I will say, Justin, that this attitude of it's a new month, time to get your shit together at the 17th, is how I feel. Every minute, I'm like, I should have gotten my shit together back at the beginning of the month. Right. Next month, I'll definitely...
Yeah. Okay, so let me rephrase what I was saying. It's a completely nondescript time of the year,
but it's
not super late in the year.
Yeah.
And it's a good time. It's not too late.
There's still time.
There's still time
to think about your money. Rocket Money is the best way of doing that because you can sign up with Rocket Money. They're going to look at your subscriptions. They're going to look at your accounts and help you to figure out the best way to save a few bucks and take control of your finances.
They will not look at your private browsing history.
They will not.
Yeah. Unless that's like part of it.
No.
They can be a financial accountability and a spiritual accountability partner.
That's right. Great point, Trev. They can monitor your spending to help you reach your financial goals.
And your sinning.
And your sinning goals. If you have goals for how many offenses you want to commit in the eyes of our Lord.
I guess it could be how many or how few. I was thinking how few, but if you were like, this year, I'm turning it up to 11.
It says here Rocket Money has over 5 million nasty users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving nasty members up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. I don't know why they would say...
Sorry, it says filthiest features.
Yeah.
And it says
in your area. And it just keeps saying, we have the filthiest features in your area. And they're looking for you.
Now, oh my God, there's an animated GIF. I need to expand...
Oh,
wish I hadn't done that.
Oh, my God.
Yikes. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/mybrother today. That's rocketmoney.com/mybrother. rocketmoney.com/mybrother. Griff, take it away.
What you can't see from... So our brother just had a coughing fit like his doctor would tell him he needs to move out west. To dry your good for the lungs.
No, I just tried to pass it off.
Move. You got to live by the sea.
It's really a good joke for the three of us. It's not really for the listener. I'm glad Travis slowed down enough to explain it.
Do you want to convince a loved one that you're trapped inside of a box? Then Aura Frames is for you.
Great.
You can constantly upload new photographs to it using Wi-Fi to make it look like you're trapped inside of the Aura Frame. Or I guess you could also give it as a gift. Have it in your own home, and those work too if you don't want to do the I'm trapped inside this box kind of thing. Either way is fine. And you know, it's that time of year where it just feels like there's occasion after occasion after occasion coming up to give gifts for things. You know, we've got tons of birthdays, graduations, all kinds of things coming up, and Aura Frames is there for you. We have an Aura Frame that we use anytime we get home from a trip, anytime we get home from, seeing friends or doing things with the kids. We just immediately upload our photos there so we don't forget, so they don't become trapped on our phone. And it's the number one digital picture frame voted by Wirecutter. I highly recommend them. The best part is it comes with unlimited storage. All you need is the free Aura app and a Wi-Fi connection, and you can upload as many photos and videos as you want year-round. Right now, you can save on the perfect gift that keeps on giving by visiting AuraFrames.com. For a limited time, listeners can get $20 off their best-selling Carver mat frame with promo code MYBROTHER. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code MYBROTHER, all one word. Don't forget to mention that we sent you to show your support for the show. Terms and conditions apply.
We sent you.
Tell them the McElroy sent you.
Tell them I'm coming. And hell's coming with me.
Tell them I'm coming. Tell them I'm fucking coming.
You guys like the limey?
I did. Yeah, it's been a long time since I thought about it, but
yeah,
I did enjoy it.
It was actually like a pretty good Terrence Stamp film.
Yeah, it was really good Terrence Stamp.
Felt really
you really
good.
Put your Terrence Stamp on it.
Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome. That, man. It has my parents' stamp of approval. I would like to have a little rubber stamp that's a picture of Terrence stamp that I could put on things to show my stamp of approval.
That'd be cool. I do have a wiki. Yeah, the wizard is here. He's come down and he is here. A bunch of people sent this one in. Thank you, everyone. It's How to Grind. Feel like getting freaky on the dance floor? Want to send a sexy message or just have some suggestive fun? Grinding is a form of dance that requires you to move your hips in a circular motion that matches your partner's and to let loose and have some fun. Once you know how to grind, you can show off your sexy moves at any party or club. Read on to find out how to do it.
I'm so thankful for this because when I Google how to grind, yeah. I get such a variety of topics. And then I get very confused. A
lot of business bros. Like,
a lot of business bros.
I have 5 days in my day.
A lot of skating, both inline and board. I get a lot of meat-related stuff, which I think I would get in trouble for doing that on the dance floor.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. You'll lose your food handler's license doing that.
Indeed.
I take umbrage with once you know how to grind, you can show off your sexy moves at any party or club. I can think of 100 parties or clubs where that would not actually be appropriate or acceptable.
Yeah. Yeah. Most clubs, actually. Elks Club? Yeah.
Elks Club. Just can't to do think it. Of one.
Golf Club.
Golf Club. Can't do it.
Club Dread.
Club Penguin.
Birthday parties of most ages. Of nearly all ages, I will say. It's not. Like, that's a big one for me. Christmas party is not. You're probably not going to do it a lot there.
Depends on what kind religious. Of Christmas party.
I'll tell you, I can think of fewer parties where you can grind at than parties where you shouldn't grind.
I actually am sitting here thinking, I don't think there's a Christmas party where it's appropriate because even in an office setting amongst adults, I would prefer as an HR director that they not grind.
I do not want you to
grind. If the cast of MTV's Spring Break had...
The cast of MTV's The Grind.
If they had like a Christmas party for their company, they'd be like, let's... But even then, you wouldn't want to work off the clock.
No.
Well, yeah. But also they're wearing suit and ties in the Viacom like headquarters in Manhattan.
They haven't done it for 15 years. They're all pretty confused as to why they're doing MTV Spring Break again in the year of our Lord 2025.
When the cast of MTV Spring Break, Travis, is working, do you think they work at the beach? Do you think their job is at the beach? They are those are young professionals. Of the Viacom Corporation.
Well, sometimes, I mean, when they're on location filming, they're working.
Yeah.
That's work for them.
It doesn't feel like it, though. Approaching your partner. Listen for the right music. While you're waiting for some hip-hop or house music to come on, scout the dance floor for some partners that you might want to grind with. That's insane.
That's hugely inadvisable. I mean, just beyond the pale.
I mean, as a
so thought, unwise
as a thought exercise, as a harmless thought exercise. Personally, like I can't control what you think, man. But
but I will say this: scoping the floor for babes is one of the most highly detectable human activities that is known to exist. We are all on a 100% tool for it. 100%
of the time.
You will never go through that
evolutionarily, genetically. We are good at this.
And not only that, but we human beings can clock it when done naturally. Now add the spice of you've been told to do it by a WikiHow article.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they'll see that all over your face, man. All over your face.
You've got a neon sign above your head.
You're sunk already. Just reading this, you're sunk, buddy.
You had to look up how to find out.
Travis, it should. The first page should be like, you shouldn't.
No.
Like, look how you got here.
And meanwhile, while you're over there in the corner waiting for a hip-hop or house song to come on that you can grind to, I'm on the floor. I've been grinding to everything because that's the secret is consistency. Is not you can sit and wait and wait and wait all day and miss the whole dance.
But if you can't grind to some gin blossoms, then what are you even doing?
Find your partner. If you're brave, you could go up to a potential partner and ask, hey, you want to dance? I do feel like you do have to be pretty specific and say like, do you want to grind? And not just say dance. Because there's lots of different dances, but there's really only...
Would you like to grind of me?
There's only a few that involve rubbing like
I would,
that.
I would also say...
rubbing is racing.
We need... I think that this being an optional step to ask if they want to be ground upon...
Yeah.
It's not optional. It's not optional.
No, no, I'm saying, but dance doesn't cover it.
No.
Dance doesn't. Dance
no,
doesn't.
No.
Dance
what if they're picturing it? A waltz?
Yeah. A little foxtrot.
If you can waltz and grind at the same time, though.
Is there music where the grind is implied?
Pony by Ginuwine.
Bump and grind?
Gonna make you sweat? Right?
Yeah.
Rhythm is gonna get you.
I want place that booty on my groin.
I love
a gyrate,
that one.
A gyrate away, my queen.
One of Celine Dion's best.
Celine Dion presents put that booty on my groin and gyrate, queen.
And other hits to make love to. That's the album that the theme from Titanic was on. Do you know that? My Heart Will Go
That's
On.
That's a track. If she busted that out at one of her shows... That building would go thermonuclear. Holy shit, is she really playing Put That Booty on My Groin and Gyrate Queen?
What do you think the funniest song Celine Dion sings? Like, what do you think the funniest song at a Celine Dion concert is?
Okay. Mac the Knife.
That's the baddest. When she does Ray Stevens, The Streak.
Like, yeah. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Like, this used to make us laugh. Ray Stevens is un comedy genius. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, they call him the streak. Don't look at them.
Get into position. Usually the guy gets behind the girl to start grinding. I don't need instructions on this. Thank you, WikiHow. However, you can always grind face-to-face.
Okay.
What?
Or side-to-side.
Yeah, I guess you can.
If you want to leave her in for the Holy Ghost.
That's insane. That feels like such an edge case. That feels like such a huge outlier that it's insane you felt like you had to include it. It's like saying you can dance or you can dance on the ceiling. And it's like, yeah, I guess if I was in a special room, like and break into Electric Boogaloo, but...
I would make the argument that if you are someone who is about to engage in face-to-face grinding... You don't need a WikiHow article to get you there. Like, there's a level of confidence and skill associated with it. You don't want to go for that your first time. Why even introduce that as a possibility? That should say, this is possible, parentheses, do not attempt, read further.
Yeah.
Well, in the advanced article, we'll discuss the possibility of face-to-face grinding.
Here's where the...
They might as well say you could grind with three people at the same time.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I guess so. I guess so. There's not like a law. There's no law against front-to-front grinding, but it's like, why are we doing it that way? That's so antithetical to the spirit of the thing. This is where wheels fall off for me. Part two, grinding. Awesome. Step one, move your hips in the same circular motion. Well, normally, I don't want to read all this. The girl's hips should move in a circular motion. The guy's hips should match that motion. My two reactions to this. One, if you go counterclockwise to it, do you both burst into flames from the legs down?
No, but that's just minimal contact. Because then you only get one contact at one degree of the circle. Right?
You might also get stuck together.
Yeah.
But also...
What if your rhythm gets off? And now you're just missing each other.
Also, though, I don't think that's right. I went to a lot of, you know, formal dances in my youth where grinding was taking place. I don't remember seeing perfectly like a...
No, you don't want an NPC waiting. You don't want Mortal Kombat, like, before they fight circling.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm an ally. I'll just say it. I think it doesn't have to be boy or girl.
Hey, anybody, I haven't celebrated you, Travis.
Thank you very much.
You.
Anybody can grind on anybody. You know what I mean? I think grind is grind is what I'm saying.
That's so good, Travis. Hump is really hump. Lovely and beautiful.
You know what I mean?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's lovely and cool.
Yeah. Anybody can dry hump anybody on the dance floor as long as they're consensual. You know,
it's not taking place. It's not a thing where you explore the plane. With your move, like there's you've added an axis or two to the movement, and thrown your credibility into question in a big way, WikiHow. Juice, you look uncomfortable. Do you not like talking about this kind of stuff?
I was the generation before grinding, so there's a part
before
of it that
my
always
my generation
feels...
invented it.
Yes, yeah. When you're generation, it would have been very unseemly when I was a child to have ground. And I feel like me commenting on it at this point is tantamount to ageism. I feel like I'm the judgment of the old. I never had my chance to grind. You know,
well,
I didn't have that opportunity.
This is why our age gaps make this so wonderful because, you know, you were before grinding. I was prime grind. All I did was grind 24/7. And then
It was already ironic for me.
Yeah, Griffin was post.
Yeah, it was ironic for me. When we were grinding, it was like, yeah, right. You'd yell that over the music. Yeah, right. Can you imagine?
You know, it's interesting as things come back around. That is a phenomenon where, like, suddenly I've found that my kids, especially Charlie, who's a little bit more, like, trend aware, will, like, be into stuff that was a thing that was cool when I was a kid that I know about. And they hate that, which is so surprising to me because I thought it would be more of, like, a
cool,
interesting. We have a comment. No, that makes it bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it makes it badder that I know of it. It's worse. It's like it's bad. It's not common ground. It's just that they hate that I know of it.
Yeah.
That's a
bummer. But it doesn't make them not like it anymore. They just hate the fact that you know about it.
And I try to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's a good way to go.
I try to keep it to myself.
Know how important their approval is to us?
Yeah, they know that as well as they know their own names, and they kind of dangle it in front of me all the time.
Charlie and Cooper approve of me left and right, because they're not, because I'm not their dad, right?
But so, they got to push me to, they have high expectations for me.
And well, they push you because they love you.
But
and they know I'm not going anywhere with my life.
Right, they've been
I need this.
And they provide you the support that you need to achieve those goals that they do set for you, Juice, which I think is
they
huge.
No, they don't. They yell at me for apples. That's what they do.
Okay, but you don't see, Justin, you don't see the motivation. They come to me every day at the end, and they're like, I hated having to yell at him for apples.
They really don't.
I hated having to do it, but if I don't do it.
I hated yelling at him for apples. I hated biting into it, but not even finishing the bite, so there's just teeth marks, and then setting it down to rot.
And I talked about how hungry I was for an hour and a half before he gave me that apple, and then I took one bite. And I hated having to do that. But if I don't do that, he's not going to be the best Justin he could be.
Yeah.
I hated screaming at him that I was missing something so I couldn't go to sleep and not knowing what the something was. But insisting that there was something. I hated to do it, but, you know, he's never going to achieve greatness unless you're pushing him to his limits.
And look at you, Justin. Almost there.
Almost.
Look at me now.
Getting
so
there.
Close.
Great progress. Closer than ever, one assumes. Closer than ever.
Yeah.
I do just, last thing, I want to leave this one behind, but there is a section called Improving Your Technique, and the first step in it is do the side-to-side grind. Dancing the exact same way can get old after a while, so once you and your partner have been grinding the traditional way for a while, go for the side-to-side move. This way, I'm going to adjust the language here a bit. This way, the little grinder moves to the left while the big grinder
the
moves
little
to the right.
Gender-neutral grinding instructions.
Little grinders and big grinder is on the right, so they're always on opposite sides. Though you'll be turned
away
from...
That's just how sides work. I don't need a wiki article for that.
Is this one of those challenging things where you're
It's almost like a grease...
Oh,
like
okay.
Grease choreography.
I got it. It's like a horizontal grind rather than a... It's more of a lateral
it's
grind.
It's important you keep your synchronized, perfectly circular motion. As long as you guys are doing the exact same motion, there will be zero friction whatsoever, and that's the goal, people.
Yeah.
So many people grinding, and you can hear the fabric rubbing together, and it's like, wrong.
No corduroy. You could start a fire.
You need to synchronize your circular motion so that you do not rub against each other at all.
Yeah.
At all. That's the way that it is intended to go.
And hope no one sees you.
You can't let anyone see you do this dance. It is of paramount importance.
This is important. If I was a DJ, and I don't know how I'd feel, like, would I feel respect for the first couple grinding? Like, I've started the dance.
Sure.
But how soon? If it's, like, first song plays and immediately someone's grinding, is it like, I get it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Trav, famously, most weddings do have a special kickoff event.
I was thinking school dance. I wasn't assuming this was beginning at a wedding reception, no. Not kicking
that would
off
be
right
kick
away.
Ass though if the first dance ended and you and your partner just ran out on the dance floor gasping for air like, oh thank Christ we can oh thank God we can grind
now that we're married now that it's legal in the eyes of Christ.
God, you guys picked the longest first dance song fucking ever.
I was grinding in my chair. These hips gotta grind.
All right.
I lied. I want a munch.
Squad.
I want to munch.
Squad.
It's podcast of the podcast profile. The latest, greatest brand eating. Travis, go ahead.
Took me a second to connect that I lied to when we asked if you had a munch squad and you said no, and not just a little confession dropped in there in the middle of munch.
I lied about
Zodiac
it.
Zodiac killer.
I did it.
I just want to celebrate Little Caesars for returning to a grand tradition that honestly has been sadly missing a little bit, and that is the press release for the thing that absolutely did not need a press release and certainly not one that is this long. Little Caesars reveals Super Bowl ad featuring new bacon and cheese crazy puffs. Little Caesars, which it says here, Little Caesars, the third largest pizza chain in the world and the official pizza sponsor of the NFL, is featuring a breakthrough ad in Super Bowl licks starring Emmy winner Eugene Levy and showcasing the all-new bacon and cheese crazy puffs that will leave fans saying, tastes like whoa. Tastes long like after whoa. The big game concludes. But it tastes like whoa.
Tastes like happy tastes good. Like
now, I
whoa.
Think you guys are saying at this point, oh, Eugene Levy and a Little Caesars commercial, cool. No, 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 they're not done. Come back. The 30-second spot showcases Eugene Levy in a hilarious, jaw-dropping moment of astonishment.
Holy
where
shit.
The irresistible flavor of crazy puffs causes his iconic eyebrows to comically disappear. Adding to the fun,
wait,
Levy's daughter, sorry, you what?
To disappear?
Yeah.
Fade from adding existence?
You're already laughing, right? But adding to the fun, Levy's daughter Sarah Levy, also known for her role in the Emmy-winning series Schitt's Creek, makes a cameo, infusing the ad with a playful family dynamic.
I can't wait to watch this fucking thing, man.
Oh, you're gonna. Little Caesars has a history of partnering with Hollywood stars and top talent to deliver culturally relevant campaigns.
Do
like
they?
One starring Eugene Levy and his daughter, Sarah Levy, from Schitt's Creek. The spot, by featuring Eugene Levy, an acclaimed and beloved comedian, Little Caesars reaffirms its commitment to bold and memorable storytelling.
Yes, dude,
Levy's charisma and universal charm enable the brand to connect with audiences in innovative ways, extending its reach beyond traditional food marketing.
Awesome.
Because you know they have the fucking vision to put Eugene Levy in it.
The draft of this presented to somebody, I'm like, am I making too bold a claim regarding what people associate?
No.
When you're like, we have a history of using like big stars and stuff, or like our commitment to storytelling. Is that weird for a pizza brand?
When I saw the Little Caesars commercial, my first thought is, what are the implications of this? What are the implications as a brand for Little Caesars that this happened? What's it all mean? And why did they decide it?
He's like a storyteller.
But I was so excited to see, because I feel like they lost their way for a while in regards to storytelling, and they were mostly focused on making pizzas. Yes. And now that they've recommitted themselves to storytelling, I can't wait to see what the LCU gets up to these days.
They had a story that worked, and it was little Roman guy with a spear taps it on the ground and the two pizzas flip.
And he likes both of them.
Pizza.
He's excited.
They didn't have to do ads for the longest time because their pitch was this: we will give you two pizzas.
Yeah. You know how everybody else gives you one pizza?
We'll give you two.
We'll give you two. That's the story.
You can buy one and we will give you two pizzas. Please? That's our model. And they don't do this model as much anymore, but that was the model for a long time, is that you had to take two pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
This spot launches Little Caesars' newest campaign, spotlighting its wildly popular Crazy Puffs line. Joining the top-selling pepperoni Crazy Puffs and four cheese varieties, bacon and cheese promises to be a fan favorite with a blend of mozzarella, Munster, and cheddar cheeses, pizza sauce, and topped with apple wood smoked bacon, a buttery garlic-flavored drizzle, and Parmesan cheese. Now, I know what you're thinking. Now that you know all about Eugene Levy and the Puffs and the ad, there's certainly nothing else that could be in this press release.
Yeah, what could there be?
Here's another quote. This ad is all about celebrating the bold, crave-worthy fun that is Little Caesars.
Thank God.
And the addition of bacon and cheese Crazy Puffs takes it to a whole other level.
Fuck yeah.
Said Greg Hamilton.
How long is this ad?
With Eugene Levy at the helm, we've created a spot that's as deliciously entertaining as Crazy Puffs themselves. Working with such an iconic talent showcases our commitment to delivering not only amazing flavors, but also unforgettable brand experience.
Can you guys fucking imagine what it was like on that set? Just between every take.
Electric!
First of all, busting up because Eugene is doing his thing and his eyebrows are gone. That's fucking
well. And
really
then they're
funny.
Probably also tearing up because of the
That's
family element of it. Of now his daughter's there in a cameo.
And they know what they're doing is important. Like, it's important and it's a tough time. But
this ad is 53 minutes long.
It's seconds, but okay. Listen, here's the thing, guys. You won't be able to hear this, so what we'll do is anytime there's words, I'll just say them, okay? Is that...
This is going to be insane.
Yeah. It's like,
so he's... also, he's coming out and he's... It's Eugene Levy. He's got some Crazy Puffs. He's about to bite one.
All right. Little Caesar's Crazy Puffs. Whoa.
Huh. Oh. Is this little Becky?
Ah! Ah! We're not ready. Birthday cake comes in. It is so cute. My dad's eating Crazy Puffs again. Don't ask.
Whoa. Have you tried the new bacon ones?
There are bacon ones?
Pizza, pizza.
Horrifying.
It's pretty scary. I don't want my eyebrows to fly away from my face.
Or terrorize...
Want my eyebrows to fly off my face and land on a strange baby that I don't know.
That's Seek out my daughter for some kind of comfort and guidance.
Embarrass my daughter at her fancy lunches she's having.
I love the implications here, too, the deeper implications that Eugene Levy, noted movie star, comedian, public person, has lived such a sheltered life that eating... just what appears to be the cheese Crazy Puffs is enough of an experience to drive his eyebrows off his face.
Yeah. What do you think it's like having a body feature that's so memorable and prominent that it becomes the absolute art cornerstone of an entire Super Bowl ad?
I feel bad because he's got to feel trapped. Like he may have days where he wants to shave him.
Yeah.
Off.
Do you think him and Peter Gallagher ever get together and just like talk about what it's like?
Oh yeah.
It's probably hard.
You ever think about just plucking them?
Yeah. Do you think Eugene Levy's ever like, no one ever talks about my huge balls? Because his eyebrows is like the number one thing that people associate.
I bet he says that all the time.
But if he had huge balls and he would be angry that no one knows about that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be so pissed?
I'd be so mad. Huge, beautiful balls.
Next Super Bowl ad is going to be crazy. They have a new fucking shrimp Alfredo flavor.
He eats them and you just hear a loud clunk.
It blows his balls off his butt.
The fucking press release is like, family is important to Little Caesars. That's why in this commercial, when Eugene Levy's huge balls get blown off by our shrimp Alfredo crazy puff,
his son Dan Levy shows up to be like, oh no, dad, not like this.
His best friend Martin Short is like, oh no, not again.
Not your balls, not your big beautiful balls, Eugene.
When his comedian son, Dan Levy from Schitt's Creek, is rollerblading and trips on his dad's huge balls as they roll away from his body because of the Crazy Puffs, that means family to Little Caesars.
By the way, everybody from Schitt's Creek in the main cast is in a Super Bowl commercial this year.
Good for them, man. Get that.
What an achievement.
Get that.
What an achievement. Thanks, so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you've enjoyed. I'm in tears.
And thank you, Eugene Levy, for...
Thank you, Eugene Levy, for your huge balls.
We're just goofing.
Just goofing and having some
fun. Unless you do have big, huge balls.
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
It doesn't matter. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Hey, but what I do want to talk about this week, My Brother, Me, and Adventure Zone is coming to Florida. It's our first ever live Adventure Zone in Florida. We're doing Taz versus Romeo versus Juliet. My Brother, Me on either side of that one. So you can get all the info, get the tickets at bit.ly/McRoyTours. If you have questions that you want us to do at the My Brother, Me shows, then email it to mbmbam@MaximumFun.org and put which city you're going to be at. And also send in you're going to be faster than fear this year that you want to be read at the show. And we'll do that as well. Also coming up, here in May, Champions Grove 2025. We got a couple packages left. Don't miss your chance to be a part of the fun. Justin, you were there last year.
I was, Travis. I had a great time, and I think anybody that goes is just going to have the time of their lives.
And he buried a great treasure.
Yes, buried a friendship. Body. And it's the body of a friend. So go dig it up. Friendship is the best treasure. Check that out at championsgrove.com. Come hang out at a castle in Hocking Hills, Ohio with me and some other RPG creators and play some games and make some new friends and have a great time. Championsgrove.com. What else, boys?
We got merch over at macroymerch.com. I want to highlight a wonderful Poetry Corner bumper magnet for your car designed by Dana Wagner. If you're a fan of my wife's knowledge of poetry and how she shares it so generously on our podcast, Wonderful, then you can make that known to the world over at macroymerch.com. And 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to World Central Kitchen, which uses the power of food to nourish communities and strengthen economies through times of crisis and beyond. Thank you so much also to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You.
If you are looking for ways to get involved, looking for places to donate, we do have a list of the organizations and nonprofits that we've worked with or donated to over the years. If you want to check that out, it's at McElroyFamily.carrd.co.
Do we have a wish?
We do. A wish. We have a fear.
Not a wish.
Well, I still call them wishes.
Okay.
It's a That's wish incorrect, to get but... over a fear.
Okay, Justin, do you want to read it?
I'd be happy to, Trev. This year, I'm going to stop being afraid of my Pokemon team getting jealous if I spend too much time with just one of them. My name's Justin McElroy.
It's a real mechanic in the game. Like, if there's some Pokemon only evolve.
My name's Justin McElroy. I shouldn't have to hear more about Pokemon.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother, May Kiss Your Dad Square on the Lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.